We must continually come to Him. James Smith, Abide With Me, 1859. One great part of the work of the Holy Spirit in the heart is to empty us, strip us of self, lead us to feel our own weakness, and bring us as poor sinners to look to Jesus alone as our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And just in proportion as we feel our need of Christ and realize our absolute nothingness without Christ, shall we prize Him, enjoy Him, and exercise dependence upon Him. Oh, how little do many of us know our need of Christ, and therefore it is that we make so little use of Christ, receive so little from Christ, and do so little for Christ. We come to Him at first as poor, lost, helpless sinners, that we may be saved by His merit and mercy, and as believers, we must continually come to Him with all our burdens, that He may bear them, with all our cares, that He may manage them, with all our sorrows, that He may sanctify them, with all our foes, that He may conquer them, with all our sins, that He may cleanse them, and with all our needs, that He may supply them. All that we need is in Christ, and it is in Christ for us. Our sense of our need of Christ, if it is deep and increasing, will lead us to daily come to Christ for all our supplies. Our deep necessity fits us for Christ, and His infinite fullness fits Him for us. Our trials, troubles, temptations, disappointments, and vexations are to teach us our need of Christ and drive us continually to Him. There is often much prayer and yet little communion with Christ. We should realize that He is giving us His whole attention. He expects us to tell Him all that troubles us, all that grieves us, all that pleases us, all that we need, and all that we desire. We should keep back nothing from Him, but speak to Him freely on every subject and every circumstance. He is always with us, listening to us, and sympathetically entering into all our concerns. We must be intimate with Christ. We must walk with Him. We must carry everything to Him. We must seek all we need from Him. We must be constantly going to Christ, conversing with Christ, and obtaining from Christ, if we would receive the consoling influences of His love.